such today, 27 week, ordinary time 1. The first reading from the book of the prophet Joel, chapter 1, verses 13 to 15, and chapter 2, verses 1 to 2. Thus say the Lord, let the nations bestir themselves and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit in judgment upon all the neighboring nations. Apply the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come and tread, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow, for great is their malice. Round upon round in the valley of decision, for near is the day of the Lord in the valley of decision. Sun and moon are darkened, and the stars withhold their brightness. The Lord roars from Zion, and from Jerusalem raises his voice. The heaven and the earth quake, but the Lord is a refuge to his people, a stronghold to the children of Israel. Then shall you know that I, the Lord, am your God, dwelling on Zion, my holy mountain. Jerusalem shall be holy, and strangers shall pass through her no more. And then on that day, the mountain shall drip new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and the channels of Judah shall flow with water. A fountain shall issue from the house of the Lord to water the valley of Sittim. Egypt shall be a waste, and Edom a desert waste, because of violence done to the people of Judah, because they shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah shall abide forever, and Jerusalem for all generations. I will avenge their blood, and not leave it unpunished. The Lord dwells in Zion. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 11, verses 15 to 26. The Gospel from Luke, chapter 11, verses 27 to 28. While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, blessed is the womb that carried you, and the breast at which you nursed. He replied, rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Know how to prepare for the last judgment day. Most people believe one who did evil will be punished. Reason also believe that. We believe Christ will come the second time and judge all people. After that, the judged ones will live a happy and eternal with God. The evildoers will be destroyed forever. To prepare for the last day, the name prison is not enough to save man. But the proper way to prepare is to listen and to do God's will. Today, reading taught people what they have to do to prepare for that day. In the first reading, The prophet Joel advised the Israelites to always remember this day, to live in a way that they can avoid God angry. Only those who were saved from this day will live a happy and eternal life with God. In the Gospel, when a woman among Jesus' audience blessed the mother who gave birth to Jesus, he gave a hope to all. Those who listen and practice God's word are more blessed. Second analysis. A first reading. Drought upon drought in the valley of decision. Third point. God will judge people at the Jehoshaphat Valley. The prophet Joel prophesied what will happen in the day of the last judgment. Let the nations bestir themselves and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit in judgment upon all the neighboring nations. Apply the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come and tread, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow, for great is their malice. Drought upon drought in the valley of this season, for near is the day of the Lord in the valley of this season. The valley of Jehoshaphat in the Kidron Valley now lies between Jerusalem city and Mount Olive. The name of the place is Jehoshaphat. It means God will judge in Hebrew. The Jewish tradition based on the prophet Joel believe the last judgment day will happen here. This is the reason why the Jew, the Muslim, and the Christian found all possible ways to be buried in this place. Many people were buried in this valley. People who wanted to be buried here might think they will not have to wait and to witness the scene of the last judgment day. Second point. What will happen in the last judgment day? This day is a scary day because all must face God angry. Beside that, the prophet Joel also described the horrible events which will happen in the cosmos. Sun and moon are darkened, and the stars withhold their brightness. The Lord roars from Zion, and from Jerusalem raises his voice. The heaven and the earth quake. After God's judgment, two things can be happened. First, the dead will live in peace and happiness. The Lord is a refuge to his people, a stronghold to the children of Israel. Then shall you know that I, the Lord, am your God, dwelling on Zion, my holy mountain. Jerusalem shall be holy, and strangers shall pass to here no more. And then on that day, the mountains shall drip new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and the channels of Judah shall flow with water. A fountain shall issue from the house of the Lord to water the valley of Sistim. The Jewish tradition believe only them are worthy to inherit God's salvation. When the Messiah comes, he will destroy all their enemies and govern them in this world. The concept of heaven or the life to come is only clear with Christ's revelation, even though they were already written in the book of Daniel and Second Maccabees. Sitting it on the north end of the Dead Sea, in the Moab Valley, when the Israelites stopped before they crossed Jordan River to conquer Jericho on their way to the Promised Land. Second, those who did evil will be punished. Why the Israelites will be happy, all surrounding nations will be punished. Egypt shall be a wake, and Edom a desert wake, because of violence done to the people of Judah, because they shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah shall abide forever, and Jerusalem for all generations. I will avenge their blood, and not leave it unpunished. The Lord dwell in Zion. Second, the Gospel. Blessed are those who listen and keep God's word. The third point. Blessings come from Martha. A woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breast at which you nursed." The Vietnamese also thought at these women when they said, "Blessings come from mother." A child become wise, pious, talented is the result of his mother's effort. Not only did women in this pericope recognize the blessings of Jesus' mother, but the archangel Gabriel also greeted the Virgin Mary at the Annunciation. "Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you." See Luke chapter 1, verse 28. And Elizabeth, Mary's cousin, also declared at the Visitation, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Luke chapter 1, verse 42. Second point, Jesus' announcement. And Jesus said, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." When hearing this saying at first, one can think it is an insult to Mary, because Jesus cheated his mother at one of his audience. Mary's life is truly a life which Simeon had prophesied, and a sword will pierce to your own soul also. That thought out of many hearts may be revealed. See Luke chapter 2, verse 35. Mary also suffered with her son in all events of Jesus' life. She never questioned God's plan, but always listened and kept everything in her heart. See Luke chapter 2, verse 52. Like when Jesus declared, "My mother, brothers, and sisters are those who listen and practiced God's word." Jesus did not insult his mother, because Mary is not only Jesus' mother in relationship, she also Jesus' mother in Jesus' standard, to listen and to practice God's word in all her life. All have opportunity to become Jesus' mother, brother, and sister. This is our good news, because God gave us an equal way to become members of His family. to deny listening and practicing God's word is the only way not to become Jesus' martyrs, brothers and sisters. Application in life. When doing anything in life, we must keep in mind the picture of the Last Judgment Day. This will help us to do good and to avoid evil. The second coming of Christ will certainly come. In this day, He will judge all people and nations. True results will happen. The just will live happily with God forever, while the evil will be destroyed once for all. To prepare for that day, we need to spend time to study what God wants us to do and to do everything according to His will. Amen.